You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With the legendary Cuban jazz trumpeter, pianist, and composer Arturo Sandoval, we start our 300th full episode of Neon Jazz. That was the 2008 song A Night in Tunisia off the CD Tumbaito. And that will kick off a full hour of looking into the very cool living legend and jazz world of Arturo. He was born in Cuba on November 6, 1949, and he was heavily influenced by the jazz cats Charlie Parker, Clifford Brown, and most notably, Dizzy Gillespie. And it was in 1977 that he finally met Diz and gave him his first guided tour around Cuba. We were fortunate enough to recently spend some time with Arturo, and this is what he told me about growing up with the music and how he got into it.
Since I was a very little kid, man, I was into the music. I got music in my soul and in my head. I knew I was positive that that is what I want to do in my life.
Arturo started studying classical trumpet at the age of 12, and it wasn't very long before he caught that jazz bug. The excitement of the jazz world was fully entrenched in his blood, and ever since he has evolved into one of the world's most acknowledged guardians of the jazz trumpet and the flugelhorn. And he is also a renowned classical artist, pianist, and composer. After that meeting with Dizzy, he became his mentor and colleague, playing with Arturo in concerts in Europe and Cuba. He also got featured in the United Nations Orchestra. And from those small beginnings in Cuba, he would become a naturalized U.S. citizen in 1999. And from there, he has become synonymous with the world via the image and sound through his baptismal at the Oscars, the Grammy Awards, the Billboard Awards, and many other shows. And we'll get into more of that as we roll on with this hour, known as 300. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that brought the world Charlie Parker and loves Arturo Sandoval, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a full hour of the man and the legend, Arturo Sandoval, on this 300th episode of our little jazz show. So off the 2012 CD, Dear Diz, Every Day I Think of You, here's the tune Algo Bueno, or Woody and Me.
Thank you.
Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy Dimino.
from the 1999 CD compilation called Cuban Revolution Jazz. That was Arturo with the song No Idea How I Got Into Music. Arturo spoke with Neon Jazz about how he initially got into music, and it seems to be a mystery. This was a great lead-in song, so take a listen to his take on it.
I never found out why I get into music, because of my family, nobody was involved with the music at all. My father was a car mechanic. Nobody in my family was involved, not only with music, with art in general. Nobody. I was the first one.
So over his celebrated life in jazz and music, bringing the world his blend of love to the Latin sound, the world has responded well. He has been awarded 10 Grammy Awards, nominated 19 times, received 6 Billboard Awards, and 1 Emmy. And he said that the Emmy was the biggest surprise award of his life.
Really?
And And it just so happened to be for him composing the underscore for the HBO movie for his own life called For Love or Country, starring Andy Garcia.
My goodness.
So of everything that he's won, he said that one floored him.
Floored him.
Because it was composing and it was such an unexpected honor for him. So it was kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And very deserving.
Absolutely.
Well, that's there you go. That's a guy that's into his craft. He's just doing, like you and I, we're just doing that thing we do. And all of a sudden somebody starts.
Yeah. And you hear the clap.
You hear the clap and you go, me?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you serious? So moving right along here in our look into the world of Arturo, here he is in 2008 with the song Reunion, teamed up with Paquito de Rivera.
We'll be right back. I'm Brian Andres from the Afro-Cuban Jazz Cartel. And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Arturo in 1997 with the song Mi Lugar off the CD LA Meanings. And speaking of, he kept always bringing up that name Dizzy, and he would serve as one of the most influential people in his world from then right on into today. And in Arturo's words, this is what he had to say about Dizzy and the impact that he had on him.
It was such a pleasure to be around him because he was such a warm soul, you know, and he inspired us every single day because his love and passion for music was contagious, you know.
Over the years, Arturo has been quite busy. He was a founding member of the Grammy Award-winning group called Airequere, an act with an explosive mix of jazz, classical, rock, and traditional Cuban music. He is also a renowned classical musician, as we mentioned at the top of the show. He performs regularly with leading symphony orchestras from around the world. His classical prowess has earned him the respect and that admiration from the most prestigious conductors, composers, and symphony orchestras worldwide. From the 2002 CD, My Passion for the Piano, here's Arturo with Stella by Starlight, next on this 300th episode of Neon Jazz.
Dig it.
everybody. It's Neon Jazz with the wonderful Joe DiNino. Hey, he's a great guy. Tune in.
That was Mr. Sandoval with the tune Little Jazz off the 2003 CD Trumpet Evolution, and that's what he's done over his career. So everything for his legendary career has been boiled down to one simple desire and a fulfilled wish, and this is, in the words of Arturo, what he said. Take a listen.
When I am not around the music, I feel happy. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. If I'm practicing or playing or writing music or arranging, I'm happy to be around the music, you know.
So Arturo has gotten around over the years. His versatility can be heard on recordings with Dizzy, Woody Herman, Woody Shaw, Bill Conti, Stan Getz, Frank Sinatra, Rod Stewart, and many others. He's also performed with John Williams in the Boston Pops and on soundtracks. He's been all over the place. And there's no doubt that you have heard him, and you probably didn't even know it.
And now you've heard him on Neon Jazz.
Episode 300, one full hour, kids.
Great way to celebrate it.
That's right. He's a cool cat. This next one is a full lush Arturo sound, joined by the WDR Big Band in 2012. Here's the tune, A Sea of Sea, off Mambo Nights, the album.
We'll be right back.
Again, that was Arturo with the WDR Big Band and that Big Sam with the tune, A Sea of Sea. This is one cat that has come a long, long way from the meager beginnings in Cuba to become a man that became the 2013 recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom hung around his neck by President Obama. But of all the things he has done, he made it very clear to Neon Jazz that his proudest accomplishment in this life is the formation of his institute, helping educate, support, and inspire students. And in a life dedicated to jazz, this is what Arturo had to say about why he loves jazz. This is good.
Jazz is, for me, is synonymous of freedom. And I strongly believe that freedom, it is the most important word in the entire dictionary.
Our final cut on this Hour of Arturo comes via his newest album, Live at Yoshi's. This is El Manicero. And before we go into our final words on this 300th episode of Neon Jazz, this is what Arturo had to say to me about his legacy and more.
To be honest, I want to be remembered as a guy who loved music and paid a lot of respect to music because I owe everything to the music. Music saved my life and also saved the life of my family.
And it's with that we thank you for tuning in to number 300, a show that we have consistently celebrated America's finest invention. Jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the central reason that 300 hours of Neon Jazz have been done, and one of my favorite people on the planet, Mr. John Christopher.
Si, compadre.
Thank you, amigo. Like what you heard, well, let us know. We can't hear you. Always drop us a line. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Woo, woo, woo.
To our 300th radio show. Since when?
2011. In the can.
In the can, man. All of them great.
Oh, man. This has been a magical journey. Thank and I picked so this much. Topic specifically because Dizzy was such a big influence on Arturo. And you, my friend, are the reason we are here at 300. The accidental yet meaningful meeting of us. And here we are. And, man... That's all I got to say.
How about we go for 300 more?
600 sounds all right with me.
Yeah, right now, it's like that movie poster. 300.
Let's go.
300 more. Say goodnight, Dick.
Ching, ching. Goodnight, Dick.
Neon Jazz.